Hourly reality check. If one keeps the tenets in mind, it would help divert attention to something that is less godly, such as thinking in an ill manner about an individual or an event or any kind of activity. I shall now read the tenets. These are to be signed by anyone who becomes a member of the First Church of Christ Zionist in Boston, Massachusetts. As adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. 2. We acknowledge and adore one supreme and infinite God. We acknowledge His Son, one Christ, the Holy Ghost or Divine Comforter, and man in God's image and likeness. 3. We acknowledge God's forgiveness of sin in the destruction of sin and the spiritual understanding that casts out evil as unreal. But the belief in sin is punished so long as the belief lasts. 4. We acknowledge Jesus' atonement as the evidence of divine efficacious love, unfolding man's unity with God through Christ Jesus the way-shower. And we acknowledge that man is saved through Christ, through truth, life, and love, as demonstrated by the Galilean prophet in healing the sick and overcoming sin and death. 5. We acknowledge that the crucifixion of Jesus and His resurrection serve to uplift faith to understand eternal life, even the illness of soul, spirit, and the nothingness of matter. 6. And we solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure. Mary Baker Eddy. That is also published on page 497 in this Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. To individualize this, it would be very easy to substitute I for the word we and a few other changes that relate to that. I shall read it with those changes. 1. As adherents of truth, I take the inspired word of the Bible as my sufficient guide to eternal life. 2. I acknowledge and adore one supreme and infinite God. I acknowledge His Son, one Christ, the Holy Ghost or Divine Comforter, and man in God's image and likeness. 3. I acknowledge God's forgiveness of sin in the destruction of sin and the spiritual understanding that casts out evil as unreal. But the belief in sin is punished so long as the belief lasts. 4. I acknowledge Jesus' atonement as the evidence of divine efficacious love, unfolding man's unity with God through Christ Jesus the way-shower. And I acknowledge that man is saved through Christ, through truth, life, and love, as demonstrated by the Galilean prophet in healing the sick and overcoming sin and death. 5. I acknowledge that the crucifixion of Jesus and His resurrection serve to uplift faith to understand eternal life, even the illness of soul, spirit, and the nothingness of matter. 6. And I solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in me which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as I would have them do unto me, and to be merciful, just, and pure. It appears that making these simple substitutions gives it more force for the individual to be directing his thought along the right channel. Mary Baker Eddy stopped whatever she was doing a dozen times a day in order to make sure her thought was in the right channel and not in any way criticizing or thinking negatively about anyone. God is all in all, which means God is all source, which includes all manifestation. Amen.